For instance, the famous in England and Ireland, our godbrother Tribhuvanath Prabhu, who passed away now, who he wasn't that strong on regular sadhana. He was often seen at 11 o'clock at night finishing his rounds. But he worked hard day and night and preached and made so many festivals and made so many devotees. And although he wasn't what you would call a scholarly devotee, but he read Srila Prabhupada's books. I don't think he had much of an education. But he had a very clear understanding of all the principles in Prabhupada's books. And he was fearless in every respect. He wasn't afraid to go into universities with all professors and just preach Krishna consciousness very straightforwardly and say all evolutionary theory is all bogus. And without any scientific background, or but just with the teachings of Bhagavad Gita as he had heard them from Prabhupada, he'd just defeat everyone. And they'd be happy because he was, I don't know if they were always happy, but he made many people happy because he was so happy in Krishna's service. So definitely he got the full mercy of Srila Prabhupada. But we can't say that, well, you don't have to follow everything because, you know, Tribhuvanath Prabhu, he often didn't chant all his rounds in the morning. But then in the morning, it wasn't that he was sleeping all morning. He'd be cooking for the devotees or driving to go to another festival site, or he'd be up all night doing kirtan. He often did that at festivals. So, if you see just one side, well, he didn't follow the standard sadhana program. What did he do? He was fully engaged, high tension, in high intensity in the preaching mission. So in this way, it's clear that he got the full mercy of Srila Prabhupada. But for almost all of us, we have to follow all the principles very well. That will help us. It's not a dry process. We may think all these rules and regulations